Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Throneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Pappas moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins bunts towards the mound. Pappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hawkins moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hawkins moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Hawkins scores. Pearsall moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hawkins strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Snyder scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair bunts towards the mound. Hawkins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hawkins. Hansen moves to third. Dave Philly pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball towards right. Kirkland catches it and throws to home to double up Hansen. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Don Dillard pinch hits for Wynn Hawkins. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillard moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillard moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brandt moves to second. Earl Robinson pinch runs for Marv Throneberry. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Triandoz hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kirkland. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to third. Triandoz moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Pearsall strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.